Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. It's especially a dream come true for me whenever Beverly Williams joins us. Beverly, as you know, is an original member, not just of the Brain Trust, but of the show. She was one of the founding Brain Trust members. She was almost as much of a founder as I am. And I've been here since moment one. Beverly is the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, along with our good friend Don Cooper. And she is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, which was a national award the SBA gave her. And she is the most knowledgeable person on home-based business in the Milky Way galaxy. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. My reputation keeps getting farther and farther out there.
Listen, the more I know about the solar system and the universe, you know, that's until somebody beams in here from one of the outer solar systems and tells me different, Beverly. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you.
Well, thank you. It is good to be back. I missed being here.
I know you've had a few health challenges that you've worked out, and any perspectives on health and life and business that you've uncovered since you've been, you know, recovering?
Yes, and this has always been my philosophy, but it keeps getting reinforced. Don't wait until it's a problem to do something about it. I happen to be...
It meaning symptoms.
It meaning symptoms or even intuition. I was thinking that because my family, my mother's side of the family particularly, had heart problems, and I was getting to that age where I probably should just talk to my doctor about it.
Well, everybody at 39 should do that.
Thank you very much, Jim. I love you dearly. I did talk to my doctor, and we decided to do some baseline tests. And found out that I had 100% blockage of the right coronary artery. So I had no major symptoms, and females tend not to have the same symptoms as male. It's one of those gender things again, Jim. Yeah.
Really?
Really and truly.
That sounds like a topic we could talk about. Seriously, what are the different symptoms? How are women different than men? I mean, other than you know, women not being getting as irritable as men do.
I'm not going to go there. the difference is that they don't have the traditional symptoms. They don't have the pain going down the left arm. I had so many different things that could have been.
So the classic presenters for men don't present that way for women.
That's correct.
That's correct. Bizarre.
It is bizarre. It's also worrisome because then not only do women not look at their symptoms and say, gee, maybe I better do something about this, but when they go to the doctors don't always recognize them as heart symptoms for females either. And that's something that all the doctors are trying to educate themselves on now. So it is a problem. It's something that you have to be careful not to ignore things that you think are just bothersome. A little bit of heartburn, a little bit of pressure, a little bit of burning sensation in an arm. Anything that is out of the normal that continues for any length of time, you need to have checked out.
Women don't think as much about having heart attacks mm-hmm. as men do, and yet they do.
Yes. It's become a major problem for women. And I think one of the reasons is because, unfortunately or fortunately, we have equal rights with men now, so we have the same types of stresses and things. Plus more.
Yeah, whose and fault is that?
Now, wait a minute. We're not going there either.
You're right. But you're right, though. I mean, our society has moved, has evolved, mm-hmm. and has developed. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, we do think about and are worried about more of the same things mm-hmm. than say men and women did 50 years ago, 60 years
right.
ago.
Well, and unfortunately, women are smoking more.
Really?
I don't know.
Is that right?
I don't know that they're smoking more per se right now. Hopefully that's not true. But over the years, as they've moved into some of these positions,
I think the younger generations maybe are more say than my generation did.
Well, I hope not. I would really like to see that trend change.
I do too.
But I think that is, again, is another consideration. That fast food, eating on the run, our whole lifestyle has become destructive, in my opinion. And I think a lot of other people are thinking the same thing. So we really do need to change our lifestyles. But the most important thing is don't ignore symptoms that are just bothersome. If you have more than
right.
once or twice,
okay. Let's review those. For women, it's a little burning sensation in the arm.
I had a burning sensation in what I thought was a muscle burn in my left arm.
In your left arm, which is the same place that men feel pain
mm-hmm.
and aching.
Right.
So it just and you know, I wonder, and I'm being serious about this. Women have smaller vessels than men typically.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that's part of the reason.
It could be. It could certainly be.
Yeah.
I also had some breathlessness. Upon exertion, it would, you know, gain my breath back almost immediately.
Now, that's a real quick indicator. If you've been, and I know a lot of men who, unfortunately, Bev, who, you know, as their family looks back, they can see that over a period of a month or so,
mm-hmm.
they didn't have as much energy or whatever, and nobody mm-hmm. thought anything about it. Next thing you know, they're burying the guy.
Right. Exactly. I really did not feel bad at all. But as I started investigating this and they found this blockage, I looked back and realized that some of the things that I had been feeling could be contributed to a heart problem versus just simply being out of breath because I'm, you know, not as fit as I would like to be or
right.
any number of other things that I sort of didn't think about.
You know, another thing, Beverly, while we're on this topic, and I really want to thank you for sharing this with us. You may save some lives today by sharing your experience a little bit with us. The other thing is, if you've got blood pressure challenges and you're taking medicine and you're in any way out of whack with your medicine, don't take that for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a friend this year who was in the process of getting his blood pressure medicine regulated. And I'm not saying that that's how we lost him, but I know that was going on. And then he overexerted himself in an athletic way
mm-hmm.
one day. And, you know, we lost him that day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're right, Beverly. Pay attention. You ought to know your body. By the time this happens to you, you ought to know what your body's telling you. Listen mm-hmm. to it and get some help. Don't delay, ladies and gentlemen. It could be life or death. 20 after, Beverly Weavers and I will be right back. Stay with us. And you ain't had it. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. It's all free, no barrier to entry. Lots of stuff there that will help you. By the way, we got new stuff coming up, folks, in probably about a month or so. Some brand new stuff that we've been working on. I can't wait to tell you about it, but I can't do it now. So I'm going to have to tease you about it just a little bit longer. Just know that we're always working for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the ways we do that is by cajoling and being so nice to Beverly Weavers that she would never not want to come back on her show. Beverly, how am I doing so far?
Oh, you're hanging in there. I
never get an ounce of slack from her, folks. Never cuts me an ounce of slack. Hey, Bev, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And just check it out, folks. Use that. It's an outstanding site. If you're home-based or want to be, I encourage you. And also, don't forget her book, The 30-Second Commute, which she co-authored with Don Cooper. Beverly, one of the things that I know you get a lot, and I get it all the time, is people wanting to start a home-based business, and they don't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they know they don't have enough money. Sometimes they don't know they don't have enough
mm-hmm.
money. How do they
mm-hmm.
fix that?
Well, I have a real concern about one of my clients right now, actually, because prior to coming to me, or reading the book, she went out and took out an advance on a credit card for a significant amount of money, just totally believing that she was going to get some work to be able to pay that back.
Wow.
And she,
had she talked to any prospects or anything?
She had talked to some people who said, oh, yeah, you should be able to do this, no problem.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She's now at the point where if she doesn't get some money in pretty soon, there could be some major financial consequences for her.
Mm.
And there's just no quick fix. You know, I've been talking.
It's so much easier to spend it than it is to pay it back.
Yeah, yeah. And the difficulty is, it's important to believe in yourself and to know that you can do something, to have confidence, but you can't base a financial obligation on hope.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, I hope I get, you know, I need to get this many things in here, because if it doesn't happen, what are you going to do? This person particularly had no other options and no contingency plan. She was so confident that this was going to happen for her.
She didn't have any marketplace experience?
No. None whatsoever.
Yeah, that's the big indicator. I mean, I could have told you that when as you were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't you think that people think that, well, you know what? I know how to buy and sell. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. I'm a consumer. I buy stuff in the marketplace, and people buy stuff all the time. Why wouldn't they buy it from me?
Right. Well, and she has a service business, and she had been employed in that industry.
Yeah.
But she had not been a business owner where she had to go out and get her own business.
Mm-hmm.
It had always come to her because of her job. So this is a whole different ball of wax, and she had gotten, in my opinion, some not good advice from another group that was supposed to be helping her. They did a lot of ego boosting instead of hardline looking.
They weren't really her friends, were they?
No, they were not.
And
not,
you know, whenever you ask somebody if you think that what you're going to do is a good idea, and they say absolutely, then say, well, would you do business with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you be my first customer?
Right. Exactly. And
that's when you put the proof in the pudding.
Exactly. And people say, well, if I was in need of that, I would.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go find me three people you know that could write me a check because they need my services.
Why won't people? What is the problem with having a little patience and going slow? It's just, I mean, I know that's not either my or your nature, but it's you know what? I did that. I mean, even though it's not mm-hmm. my nature to be patient, I knew enough about how you could fail in the marketplace that I did go slow. I was patient. It almost mm-hmm. killed me, but I did it.
Yeah, it is. It's hard, and in this particular case, it's a matter of needing finances, needing to make a living. She's mm-hmm. on her own and has some children to support,
mm-hmm.
and it's an emergency situation for her. She has to make some money, and she was so confident this was going to happen, and unfortunately, she's in a real bind right now.
So in 1 minute, how could she have avoided this?
How could she have avoided it? By making sure, maybe perhaps looking at her business plan and having more than one person look at it, because the person's, and making sure that those people know something about business plans.
Don't ask your mother or your Aunt Minnie.
Exactly.
Or your preacher.
Exactly. Get professional advice, people who know what they're doing, who can tell you the hard facts. Now, that was the hardest thing I had to do, was mm-hmm. look at her and tell her she needed to throw.
You had to be the bad guy,
didn't
you?
Yeah, I had to be the bad one.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun for me or for her.
Yeah.
But I think she has a chance of success. It's just not going to happen in the time frame that she needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big problem for her, and I know it happens to so many people. I've counseled so many people that I hear the same story over and over again. They get themselves into debt so confident that this is going to happen, but
right.
they're not smart.
And they don't realize how fast that money can fly out of the checking account.
Exactly right.
It's amazing. Exactly right. Cash burn rate will take your breath away. Well, Beverly, there may be a way out for her, and if she can survive, if you can help her make that happen, and if it can be done, I think you can do it, she'll be stronger for it.
Yes, she will.
That's a heck of a way to learn a lesson, though. Hey, Beverly, give us the website again one more time.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. She's the best. Thanks, Beverly. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break, right back with John Bear 2, 29 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.